As summer unofficially comes to a close this weekend, the historic carousel in Seaside Heights, New Jersey may be nearing its last spin. The Casino Pier attraction could be headed for the auction block. From WHYY's Arts and Culture Desk, Peter Crimmins tells us the carousel, which survived fires and hurricanes, has been a Jersey Shore institution for generations.
The carousel was built in 1910 in Philadelphia and 22 years later installed on the boardwalk in Seaside Heights. It's actually called the Floyd L. Moreland Carousel. It's named after the man who lovingly restored it in the 1980s. Moreland remembers riding the carousel during World War II when the windows of the carousel building were blacked out so its bright lights would not be visible to any enemy forces off the coast.
As a little kid, and remember this is all pre-technology, different kind of world, there was something very magical about it, very safe about it. It had the Wurlitzer organ, you know, the drums going and the Glockenspiel playing and stuff like that. And you could just sort of close your eyes and be in another world.
Moreland paid his way through college, earning a PhD in classics by operating that carousel in the 1960s. It was around that time that carousels generally were beginning to be seen less as innocent fun and more as serious artifacts.
People started to view carousels as legitimate American folk art, and then all of a sudden, many of the fancier animals were fetching incredible amounts of money.
Nowadays, the animals cut out of the carousel and sold one by one are worth more than the carousel itself. While its admirers are legion, the number of actual riders has been steadily declining. The carousel has not been pulling in ticket revenue, so its owner, Casino Pier, is looking to sell. And the man who's going to sell it is Arlen Ettinger. He's the president of Guernsey's. It's an auction house. And he says there's a good chance that the historic Seaside Heights carousel will be sold whole, with all its 58 animals intact.
If Seaside Heights were a car, it would be a Rolls Royce. It was bigger, grander in all ways than the vast majority of all the carousels ever made.
Ettinger says he will only take the carousel to auction after every effort to find a buyer has been exhausted. The pending sale has aroused both nostalgia and anger from longtime riders. A petition on Facebook has attracted several thousand signatures, among them that of Caroline Ferranti. She's been riding the carousel for 65 years. She wrote an email to Governor Chris Christie asking for state intervention and also contacted the owner of the carousel using another pre-technology device, the postcard.
I sent him a postcard with this a picture of the carousel, and I think I said some nasty things, you know, sort of like, how could you? Do you really need to do this?
For her part, Ferranti hopes the carousel will be adopted by a public agency, as were the carousels at the Police Touch Museum and Coney Island. Ettinger, at the auction house, has gotten a few nibbles from towns in New Jersey and Indiana, but no one has bitten yet. I'm Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.